The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
And we say welcome again. Another Monday, we start another week. Sports Talk at the Positive Pub here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. Just some program notes before we get into our regularly scheduled program. Every third Monday with the good doctor, Amy. I will say this, last week we had a great show with Bev and Tommy and the great folks from ASP. You can download that program from last week right now and go to our website at www.voiceamericasports.com/sports-talk-at-the-positive-pub. You can also sample what we have going on at our website at www.positivepub.com. Just a couple of things. Next week is Memorial Day. We are preparing a very special program that we will have on Memorial Day next week. So I just want to let you know that. Also, today in Rome, it was a dominating performance, and really watching it. I got up early this morning, 6 a.m. in Atlanta, 3 a.m. Out in Phoenix, and it was about 12:30. In Rome, and what a performance Rafael Nadal today over Novak Djokovic to win the Italian Open tennis, and now Rafi will get ready, and Novak as well will get ready to take their act to Paris, the opening of the French Open at Roland Garros this Sunday. So we are getting into the meat of the big tennis season, and of course the French Open being a Grand Slam event, and then Wimbledon, and then ultimately to Flushing Meadow and around Labor Day, so for the U.S. Open. So everything's starting to come into play. A reminder to tonight, we have game between Philadelphia and Boston. Game 5 of that series will take place. That series knotted up at 2-2. And also, the Oklahoma City Thunder can eliminate the L.A. Lakers tonight. Those two games on TNT, our good friends at Turner Broadcasting here in Atlanta, with Ernie Johnson and, of course, Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, and Kenny Smith, they will get things started at about 7 o'clock tonight Eastern. So 4 o'clock out in Phoenix. So NBA basketball tonight, also a full slate of Major League Baseball. So lots and lots of stuff going on. A lot of the NFL teams are starting up their practice and formal workouts. I know here in Atlanta, the Falcons will start next week. The Philadelphia Eagles started today. So a lot of teams around the National Football League are getting ready. They call them the OTAs, the Organized Team Activities. And a lot of them are starting up. So the NFL is getting up. So we got a lot going on. Now, sports-wise, and of course, what about I'll Have Another? I'll Have Another wins the Preakness an opportunity in 3 weeks at Belmont to become the first Triple Crown winner since the firm did it back in 1978. And of course, on Memorial Day next week, the biggest day in motorsports next week, the Indianapolis 500 at the famed Brickyard in Indy, and then also the Coca-Cola 600 on the NASCAR circuit up in Concord, North Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. So we got a lot going on as we head to Memorial Day. So with that out of the way, and without further ado, let's bring in our good doctor, Dr. Amy Josephson. Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How you doing, Gil?
I'm hanging in there trying to stay relaxed, and as you do every third Monday of the month, you prepare us to do some relaxation. So as we get ready now for the full bore of the holiday season, or should I say not holiday, but summer season, which basically kicks off on Memorial Day, how do we kick back and relax, Aime? Huh?
Well, I think Memorial Day is a perfect time to do that. And I think most people, I would say, have the day off on Monday. And therefore, that gives them a day, an extra day to take out time for themselves. And a great way to do that is doing some spiritual things, whether it's, you know, taking a walk or being with some friends and just chilling out or doing some yoga, which is what I preach to everybody to do. And today, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about are miracles.
Right.
Because I think the breath is a miracle. And a lot of times we don't breathe because we're so busy running, you know. And so, right, what a great way to start, you know, relaxing with Memorial Day.
What is Dr. Amy's definition of miracle? You know, we see it used in so many ways. The birth of a child, a gift from God, is sometimes termed as a miracle. Sometimes we can overcome an illness of a terminal illness when you know, we're in remission, and that's considered a miracle. What is Dr. Amy's what's her definition of a miracle?
You know, I want to say that you know, it's an extraordinary event that happens in your life. You know, that's really kind of unexpected, or you're not sure. It can be the unknown that happens, but I think a miracle is really something that changes your life, enhances your life, is something that you don't think can happen, and it does.
Wow. Wow. It's about 7 minutes after the hour here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on a Monday, the third Monday in the month of May, and how quickly the month of May has gone by. And, you know, just a tough week for many of us, you know, in terms of looking at, you know, people who were part of the 70s. I know the passing of Donna Summer last week, and, of course, one of the Bee Gees brothers passed away yesterday. You know, just a lot of people who I know I grew up with in my generation. I'm sure you feel the same way, Amy. And again, it's another reminder, and you stress this every time you're in this program, that we have to enjoy every day like it's our last.
Absolutely.
We have to be able to put ourselves in a framework, in a mind frame or a mindset that, you know, we can live stress-free. We can live with joy, we can live with peace, and we can live with gladness. And like I said many times, we're so very fortunate to have you on this program every third Monday. You are indeed an angel, and you got
Thank
us. You serve as our GPS system as we navigate through life. And an opportunity to talk to Amy here at 888-346-9144. A reminder, it's always great to follow Freddie Scott on this great internet channel here on Voice America. And, of course, coming up immediately after this program here today, John Inglesby and his great program. But before that, we will have a full hour with Dr. Amy. And you talk again, Dr. Amy, about miracles and the importance of miracles. How do we make that applicable to our life in terms of our living?
You know, the biggest thing, and I know you and I talk about this a lot when we're together on the show, is how to take negatives into positives, how to look at what you really have in your life as opposed to what you don't, how not to bring yourself into a position where you make up excuses why you don't have a chance and someone else does. You know, two things that came up for me when you were speaking was, one of my favorite sayings is, the only moment you have is the one you're in. So that's one thing that people take for granted, and I think it's a miracle that we do have the moments in our lives that we do, and it brings us back to the breath. The other, you mentioned something that made me think we do have a choice. We do have a choice every morning when we wake up if we want to be happy,
mm-hmm.
if we want to push through mm-hmm. things that are going through us. There's always going to be waves and curves that show up unexpectedly.
How do we deal with that? I mean, how do you, as the renowned Dr. Amy Josephson, convince somebody that they wake up in the morning with a negative energy and they're mad at the world, they're frustrated, obviously they have the weight of the world on their shoulders. How do you convince them that everything is going to be okay if they channel it the proper way and they have to just get through it?
Well, I think a lot is also, number one, stopping for a minute, taking a pause, instead of acting and reacting to what's going on in your life. Meditation is a phenomenal way. When I find myself frenzied, I'll go sit somewhere and just take a moment. I think a lot of us are in fear of looking within, so we're so busy looking outside. Yoga is phenomenal to take people. You know, so many people are afraid to even do yoga. They're like, well, I've never done it before, and how is it going to help me, and I can't touch my toes. And, I mean, there's a million reasons people use the I can't because. And if we could say I can because I will, that would change it too. But for me, it's taking that time out, doing some yoga, and trust me, there are days, as much as I teach and practice myself, there are those days where I get out of the realm of, you know, doing it. And it's like, that's about discipline. And once I do it, I feel so much better.
Well, and you know, and that's the hard thing, and I've said this many times, you know, and you've said this too, that, you know, to be able to discipline ourselves is maybe the toughest thing around, because you have to really be focused. You have to have your eyes set on a prize. You have to visualize it, exactly what this is going to look like, and you have to really hone in on it. And I think a lot of it too is being obedient. You know, I've said this many times. We are really connected with the Holy Spirit. You know, whatever creator you feel you're linked to, or what have you, and you feel some connection, we are under the tutelage of the Holy Spirit. And it's important that we connect with the Holy Spirit as it relates to one, as you talked about, with the discipline aspect, but more importantly, the obedience aspect, because at the end of the day, how does this look? You know, and at the end of the year, or at the end of whatever period of time you're going through, and you have to be able to be able to discipline. And that's what, you know, Joyce Meyer talks about, you know, when she talks about the fruit of the Spirit. You know, a lot of it is self-control. And that's very applicable to what you talk about here, you know, as you discuss the benefits of yoga.
Well, you know, I think that we're a work of God. And I think then it comes down to respect. Do you respect yourself, and do you respect the Creator? And like you said, whoever your creator is, whatever your higher power is, whatever you believe in and works for you to be a better person in this world so we can make it a better world, is okay. It doesn't matter what path you take to get there, but it's about respect. Do you have respect for yourself, and do you cherish the person and the being and the miracle that you are?
And that's a great point, and I'm glad you said that, because I've said this to many people. We are all gifts, and we're all miracles, and we're put on this earth to be an extension of two people upstairs, Jesus and God. Okay, those are the two people that we are to be definitely linked to from the day we set foot on this earth to the day we leave it and we join them. And I tell people all the time, certain people are put on this earth to guide us. And I believe in my heart of hearts, Amy, that you've been, you know, you've been one of those people who've been commissioned to help us through the benefits of yoga. You know, I've seen your work. I've seen you in action. I know the preparation that you put forth to help people, you know, take themselves to another limit. And, you know, sometimes people reject that because of fear. A lot of it is based on fear. And a lot of it is based on the fact that they don't want to be challenged, but they don't know at the end of the day when they accomplish that, they feel good about themselves. And I want to touch on that with you, you know, after we take this break. Again, an opportunity to call Amy here at 888-346-9144. It is now about 15 minutes past the hour in Rome, Italy, which is about 7:15 right now in the evening, and we say We welcome all our friends, and I tell you, on our program here today. Still more to come on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree and Dr. Amy. We'll be right back after these very important messages on the great VoiceAmericaSports.com based in the Valley of the Sun, Tempe, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Sports.
Sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
We greet you from our studios here in the great city of Atlanta at the Georgia Public Broadcasting, and we can't thank Bob Rienza and Taya Ryan and the crew here enough for letting us use their facilities week in and week out. Just a reminder, coming up at the top of the hour, we will check in with John Inglesby, his program here today. A reminder, a re-air of this program here, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, will air tonight in the Pacific Time Zone with Dr. Amy Josephson at 10 p.m. Okay, 10 p.m. in prime time tonight. So everybody in Los Angeles, Phoenix, San Diego, Seattle, Vancouver, Las Vegas, San Francisco, all you guys can get a prime time edition of this program tonight here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Again, our toll-free number, 888-346-9144. And that is also globally toll-free. Anywhere in the world, you can dial us right now and listen to us online and participate in this broadcast here today. Let's go to a caller. We have Maria in Georgia. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Amy. Thanks for joining.
Hi, Dr. Amy. Hi, Gil.
Hey.
Hi, Maria.
Hey, I just wanted to first of all say I love your show, Gil, but I love when you have Amy on air. I have to wait every single month just to hear what she has to say. And
so,
really
so Maria, you want to hear more of Amy? Well, we'll try to get Amy on, give you a double dose. We'll work on that.
That'll be one of our
mission statements as we move forward.
That'd be awesome. And as you were saying, you know, the whole miracle topic today, I think that's a fabulous way to start the week off because, you know, every day is a miracle. And I woke up this morning and saw this beautiful sky in front of me, and I just was in awe with the whole miracle thing and did some yoga which is like the first probably third month I did it.
Yes.
The third month. And I'm just loving it. And I follow Amy Jake on Twitter and on Facebook, and I do a lot of her AIB shows, you know, on a daily. So I just want to say thank you for that. But the whole miracle of life was, you know, I just realized that today, I think. Just gave me the second wind to dream better for myself, I guess.
Awesome. You know, you keep it up, Maria.
You know, that's so important, you know, and it's refreshing. And thank you again, Maria, for being a part of the Positive Pub family. You know, it's stories like that, it's testimonies like that that make you realize, Dr. Amy, you know, what you do matters. Okay, and Maria brought up a great point. And this was out in Arizona yesterday. I saw a wonderful picture, and our great producer, you know, Matt Weidman, who returns after being off last week. But, you know, at Papago Park, which is a place I frequented all the time in Phoenix, a wonderful facility, a golfing facility and what have you, I saw the most unbelievable picture of the eclipse last night, Dr.
Oh, wow.
I mean, unbelievable. In fact, it's online. People can Google it right now. It was taken by the AP, but it had two people a couple of people, hikers, silhouetted on the buttes in and around Papago Park. And people out in the Valley of the Sun who are listening to this program right now, they know what I'm talking about, because that is the most beautiful, beautiful place when you have after a monsoon or even an event like we had last night. And the majority of those people who are on that butte, who are hiking, are heavily involved in yoga. I had the opportunity to do one, in fact, I won an Emmy on a story I did on the late Heather Farr, who was silhouetted around Papago Park, which is a wonderful, wonderful facility and a wonderful, wonderful gem in the desert, in the Sonoran Desert. And again, it's a place where people do yoga, Amy. It's a place where people relax. And that's just exactly what Maria is talking about. What a phenomenon that we saw. You know, many of us here in the East did not see it, but I know people out in the West saw it in terms of that eclipse, because you rarely see that event. But that's all tied into relaxation and what God is. What God is about as it relates to how we stretch ourselves and put ourselves in a frame of mind. What Maria was talking about. Positive stuff.
I know, and I could, you know what, as you're talking about it, I can hear and feel through your voice, you know, the energy that it brought to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, yoga, meditation, taking care of yourself, laughter. Laughter's the best. You know, you know, how many times do we laugh, and we laugh so hard that it hurts, you know? People trying to get rid of their laugh lines with Botox, I'm thinking, I earned it.
Exactly.
I like to smile and laugh. You know, that's part of, you know, growing and things like that. But I love what Maria shared, and I think it's really important for anybody to know out there, if they do want to do yoga for me and it with me and it's not a cost, they can just go on aibtv.com/yoga. That's aibtv.com/yoga. And right now there's 7 shows on there, and there'll be one more put on, and you could get it on the internet at your own, you know, on your own time. So I would love anybody out there to step in and step out and do it in your own home and just feel how wonderful it can feel.
Wow. We have another caller. We have Arthur from Havana, Cuba. You're on the air. You're on VoiceAmericaSports.com. You're on with Dr. Amy J. Hello.
Hey, Dr. Amy. This is Arthur. How are you?
Hi, Arthur. How are you?
I'm doing good. So your subject today is miracles, and my girlfriend says it would be a miracle if I tried yoga. So
uh-huh.
I'm actually thinking about giving it a shot, and I'm wondering if you can tell me what I should expect for my first class.
I think that you might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but uncomfortable is what brings us growth, so it's a positive uncomfortable. You might not at all, but that's the worst that can happen. You'll definitely, as you do it, you'll increase with flexibility and balance and coordination and strength, and you'll be taking care of yourself. And it's amazing, actually, as a miracle, a friend of mine's is very into yoga and is now teaching yoga. They had a fiance that was begging him to do yoga. And he started a little bit at it, and unfortunately, she ended up getting killed. Mm-hmm. And he got so into yoga after that, and it took him through his post-traumatic stress. And today he shares that story with tons of people and teaches yoga. And so who knows, you might end up an instructor as well.
That's a wonderful, wonderful testimony. And
oh.
No, yeah, Arthur, go ahead. You can continue. I'm sorry.
No, that's a great story.
It's an
unbelievable. I mean, it's amazing the miracles that yoga brings to people. You know, so it's not just a physical thing. It's physical, it's mental, it's spiritual, it's emotional. And listen, they're opening yoga studios every corner now. You know, it's like because people are so into it and are finding that it works and it helps. And it's
well, a lot of sports teams, are using it. I know a lot of football teams. In fact, Amy, I've talked to several coaches around Metro Atlanta, who are interested in what you're doing as it relates to, bringing you in, when they start, workouts in July and in August and really get ready for the upcoming season because, they've seen the benefits of yoga and what it does in terms of, not only getting them through the season, but preparing them, for challenges, after football and after athletics because, they can better deal with injuries.
Right, and the other thing is it's a phenomenal tool. You want to make sure when you do go to a class that you have an instructor that's not just screaming out poses to you, but they're hands-on. They help you with your form. You don't want to get hurt, and form and the way that you're doing the poses are extremely important. And I don't care if it's doing, when you're doing yoga, when you're doing personal training, any of that. You have to be careful so you don't hurt yourself and so you better yourself. So I would look for, I suggest to anyone that goes to an instructor, someone that does help you with your form. A lot of times we think we're a certain way, and this goes for mentally also. And that's why even tying the life coaching into this, I love, the last show we had people calling us about issues that were going on in their life, like pertinent issues. And it's the life coaching, it's the yoga, it's all of that that really enhance, and I will say it starts with a desire.
Most definitely. Is Arthur still there? Arthur?
Yes.
Anything else you want to ask Dr. Amy?
No, that's great. I think I'm going to give it a shot. Surprise the girlfriend.
All right. Well, it's people like Arthur calling all over the world, and again, an 888-346-9144, a toll-free number. And how can people connect with you, Dr. Amy, via Twitter and Facebook. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We get Arthur from Havana. Unbelievable.
That's awesome. And thank you, Arthur, for calling in. And we'd love to hear back from you about your experience with yoga in the future.
Thanks, Dr. Amy.
Reached at 855-937-2695. You could follow me on Twitter. It's Positive Energy One. Please become a follower. That would be awesome. And on Facebook, it's Amy J. Josephson. That's Facebook is Amy J. Josephson, and Twitter is Positive Energy One. So I look forward to hearing from anyone, and you can always email me at Dr. Amy J. at Positive Energy for Life.
Positiveenergyforlife.com. Right, and you also have your TV program here in Atlanta. How can they connect with you there?
Yes, with the TV program, go to aibtv.com/yoga/yoga. And if you enjoy it, please get in touch with AIB. Let them know that you're watching it, that what it's done for you. So hopefully we can get more shows on the air there. I appreciate that from anyone. So, and keep tuning in with Gil and I because we are here to enhance and change your life.
Exactly. And I really, really appreciate it. You took the words out of my mouth. And also a reminder, too, that you can go to Sports Talk and the Positive Pub. Our website is www.positivepub.com. You can link up there, see some of the stories over the years, over the last year that we've put together. And like I said many times, this is our platform. Jeff Spinard and Ray Ellis have given us this platform to be able to basically create change, a movement, if you will, of people who are tired of the negativity. If you're tired of the same old, on sports talk radio and just talk radio in general, the negativity, come over to us. Because we want to encourage you, not discourage you. We want to uplift you, not beat you down. Okay? And this is not about personal attacks. It's not about personal rants. It's not about narcissism. Look at me, me, me. Okay? This is about helping a new generation of people who are tired of it. People like Maria. People who like Arthur, who want to connect, who want to be positive and be a positive conduit to change. Because it's us that's going to change the world. Not the stuff you're hearing now. You know, how you expect a future generation of young people to understand what it is to be positive if you don't live it now? Okay? And I get tired of it. You know, I just get tired of whether it's TV or what have you. People want to be uplifted. They want to wake up with a smile on their face. They want to go to bed with a smile on their face. And in between those times, they want to laugh like Amy talked about earlier. And this is an opportunity for you to learn about that through the benefits of yoga. We've been talking about miracles, what a miracle is, and what a miracle you are on this earth, and what a miracle you are to a future generation. 888-346-9144, your opportunity to connect with Dr. Amy J., her regular show here on VoiceAmericaSports.com at Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Our producer here today, Matt Weidman. We'll be right back after these very, very important messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Noon Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
All right, we're on the other side of the bottom of the hour, and as we work our way to the top of the hour, 26 minutes before we reach the top of the hour, just a reminder, this program here today will be recorded by our great producer, Matt Weidman, out at the Valley of the Sun, and then he will turn it around, and you can download it probably, I would say, you know, the way Matt works, he works so quickly, I would say 10 to 20 minutes after this program, you have an opportunity to listen to what you just heard here today. And a reminder tonight, 10 p.m. prime time in the Pacific Coast, this program will air in its entirety. Your opportunity to talk to and hear from Dr. Amy J. tonight. For all of our friends out in the West Coast, that's a 10 p.m. start in the Pacific time zone here tonight. In addition to that, the Mountain Standard Time, which Arizona is on, but still a three-hour difference for our program and our listeners out west. And also globally, just go on to www.voiceamericasports.com and click on Sports Talk of the Positive Pub. I got some feedback from some friends in Brussels, Belgium, who've been listening to this program. They love it. and they say that they too want to be involved. So, you know, our global audience, we want to hear from you. So, again, 888-346-9144. And, Dr. Amy, again, do a reset. What we've been talking about here today, of course, miracles, and how people can connect with you.
If people can connect with me by following me on Twitter at PositiveEnergy1 or on Facebook as a friend for Amy J. Josephson. And they can always go to my website at PositiveEnergyForLife.com. That's PositiveEnergyForLife.com. All my information's there. I would love people to tune in to AIBTV.com/yoga, and you could do yoga with me on the internet at your own time and pace. And I just, you know, my mission is to enhance people's lives, whether physically, mentally, spiritually, and or emotionally. They might not all happen at once, but it's a cycle of life, which is a miracle as well. And you know, one of our shows, Gil, you talked about celebrating the simple things in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved when you said that, because I think that people tend to complicate things, and in that complication and that rushing and that fast-paced life and that worrying is a big one. A miracle could be right in front of us and we'll miss it because we're moving too fast. And I think that's where the yoga and the meditation comes in. It is something that keeps you in one place and calms you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the courage, you will allow yourself to look within. And that's when you'll see the miracles. And if you get quiet and you pause, that's when you will hear the miracles. Because we are being talked to, and we are all messengers of God. We just choose to be the kind of messenger we want.
But let me ask you this. How do we discern when it's important to listen? To listen to what we're being told, and that's something that I, when I watch you, and again, folks, and I'm not just exaggerating, Amy is an angel. She really is. I've seen her classes, I've participated in her classes, and her ability to get people to buy in to what she's telling them as it relates to the benefits of yoga to their particular body. It's truly, truly amazing. And I would urge any of you to connect with her via her Twitter page, and she'll give that out again, or her Facebook page, or go to her show and watch it online at AIB, because you have an opportunity to just really connect with her and watch her work. And I've always marveled at that, Doc, you know, in terms of your ability. How are you able to do that?
Which part?
Well,
you know, for
you
me,
know,
it comes through me. It doesn't come.
People to understand that they're taking their bodies to a new level and a new limit, but it's going to benefit them in the long term.
Well,
it's stretching it out.
It's teaching them how to experience it. And experience is when we're going to know if something's real or not for us, or if it works or not for us. And you know, every experience we have in life is a miracle. And so when I'm teaching a yoga class, and, you know, to all those people out there that are listening, I get hired to go to different cities, different, and anywhere to do corporate work, to work through, like, the football teams, like Gil was talking about, and to come to where you are and work with groups or do retreats or any of that. I think that my heart and my passion for it is what comes through to people, and that's also what helps them be able to get into it. I literally got a call from one of my doctors. It blew me away, and I had a message on my phone, which obviously he had to go to the patient list to find my phone number to call, and said, I was flipping through channels, and all of a sudden I saw you on TV, and I couldn't believe it. You were so engaging. And you know what it, he felt? He felt the passion. And he said, you pulled me, like, right through the television. He goes, I'm so not into yoga or any of that stuff. And I sat and watched you. And I laughed. I was so grateful, you know. I don't, you never know how many people or who's watching or who's listening, and it's just, try something new. You know, like Arthur was saying, you know, I'm glad he's going to take a shot and do it, and try something new. If you've
never
done it, if you're doing it, keep doing it.
And I said this, too, when we started out in 2012, you know, when we started in January, that, you know, to get started right now, here we are 5 months in, almost at the halfway point of the year, okay? And because, you know, the end of May is approaching, and then June starts a new, the next six as we move down to December. So all of that being said, it's so important for us to get it now and do it now. And what Amy does every third Monday is provide us a GPS system, folks. Okay, through life, through relaxation, through less stress, through focus, through mindset, and all through the apparatus that she has through the benefits of yoga. And that's so important. It's I can't stress it enough that, and it goes back to what something my cousin said many years ago, and it stuck with me like a Velcro, is when Shirley said, you know, it's about life preservation. And that's what it is. It's about life preservation. And we have to take that into consideration, folks. Okay, your opportunity to talk to Dr. Amy at 888-346-9144, not only in the great United States and Canada, but also worldwide. Let's go to New York. Mark, you're on hold. You have Dr. Amy J. Hello.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Okay. Hey, Gil.
Hello. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Yeah, so I was listening to the show, and Amy was saying something about trying something new, and I really never tried yoga because I hear so many different types of yoga that it's kind of intimidating because I don't really understand the differences and how to get started. So maybe Amy could tell me a little bit, and maybe there's something I could try.
I want to thank you for that question, because the next thing I was going to talk about after, Gil, what you said was, you know, yoga is a buffet in itself because there's so many different forms of yoga. And then there, in the different forms, there's beginner classes. I would suggest anyone first starting, try a beginner class. You know, go to a yoga studio. If you belong to an athletic club, it's always great to check out some of the instructors and ask people who they would suggest you go to. It would take us probably a half hour to talk about the different kinds of yoga. There's Ashtanga, there's Iyengar, there's Anusara. I mean, the list goes on. There's Kundalini. If you want more of a physical, you know, the yoga I teach is actually probably a mix, mostly Ashtanga yoga, and with some Iyengar and some Anusara, because I've taken classes from the people that started those particular yogas. But, you know, if you're looking to start, it might be a good idea to start with, you know, ask around, do you belong to a club, or are you thinking of going to a studio?
Well, I haven't really thought much about it, because I've always shied away from doing something like this, because, like I said, it's, when I try to read up on it, it's so complicated, and so when things are complicated, you tend to shy away from it.
And I want to piggyback off of you, what you just said, Mark, and to pose this question to Doc. How can you simplify that for Mark, to make yoga simple, you know, in terms of what he wants to do, and how can you simplify that without making it complicated?
I think to simplify and have fun with it, I would go with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go, you know, be in the middle or the back of the class. You probably don't want to be right in the front row, because people follow you, and make it a comfortable situation where you go in. There's nothing complicated at all. Just pick a place in your neighborhood and go try a class at one of their studios. And usually any place you go into, if you're not a member of an athletic club, if you go into a studio and you tell them your situation, they'll probably be so nice. And I mean, there's plenty of studios all over New York. I know that because I'm from New York myself. Go in and tell them where you're coming from. And I would be shocked if they didn't make you feel so comfortable and give you the guidance that you need. So that's what I would do. I would start with that, and the first is put one foot in front of the other and get to that yoga place.
Well, I'll definitely give it a shot, and I just want to let you know, Amy, you're definitely an inspiration to listen to. I wish you were still here in New York, but it sounds like, it doesn't sound like you're here or you're coming back, so I guess I'll have to see who's around.
Well,
Atlanta needed me for a while, so I'm hanging here, and you never know what the next thing is going to happen in your life, and that's a miracle, too, is to be open and excited about what's coming, and that's the unknown, which also gives us fear, and then we tend to complicate. So let's today focus on taking complicated out of your vocabulary and go for it.
Mark, thank you. Thank you for calling.
And I look forward to hearing you on future shows, and I'll keep you posted.
Thank you very much,
we'd love
Mark.
That.
We appreciate it. Spread
day.
The word about Sports Talk, the Positive Pub, and also our great programs, our list of programs at VoiceAmericaSports.com. An opportunity like Mark's going to pass the word. We want you to do the same thing. Go to www.voiceamerica.com. You'll see the list of programs. It's not just about the sports channel. We have a health channel, fitness channel, news 24/7, provocative conversation, okay, about social issues all across this world. And we are the global leader in internet talk radio. It's a vision. It's a dream. It really is a statement about the media looks like as we move forward for a new generation, a visionary in Jeff Spinard and Ray Ellis. So all that being said, just go to www.voiceamerica.com. Still, more phone calls on the line for Dr. Amy, and I just want to alert Matt, we're going to take a break a little bit later on because we have so many callers. Let's go to Colorado, and Robbie, you're on the air with Dr. Amy J. Hello.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing?
Not bad, yourself?
I'm doing great, and I love Colorado.
Yeah, it's beautiful here.
Where are you calling from in Colorado, Robbie?
Right now I'm in Avon.
Okay.
Avon, Colorado.
Okay, which is outside of Denver, correct?
Yeah, it is west of L, about a mile or two.
All right. And you have your question for Dr. Amy J.
The show's on miracles, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering. I know that life is a miracle in itself and that things are thrown at us. Obstacles in our life, just how do you know when something truly is a miracle, an act of God, or if it's just things that are meant to be, I guess I should say. I don't know. It's such a vague question.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Robbie. It's not because initially when we came on, I asked Doc to give her definition of what a miracle is. And Doc, why don't you do a reset for Robbie and take him through what your interpretation of a miracle is and how it relates to yoga, and more importantly, how it's going to benefit Robbie as he moves forward in his life.
Well, I think awareness and acknowledgement of what a miracle is. I'm sure there are things, Robbie, in your life that have happened and you've been like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened to me, or I shouldn't assume, but have you ever had a situation like that, or maybe you thought you were going to lose something and you didn't, or someone and you didn't. Have you experienced anything like that?
Yes.
So those in itself are miracles. You know, I say a miracle is an extraordinary event in the world that really surpasses what our natural powers can do, or human powers. And, you know, you could want to do something and it might not work out, but then all of a sudden something changes. Or how often, you know, in our lives do we have something happen and we're so depressed about it and it brings us down? And then out of that, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, in every mess, there's a message. If you stay long enough for the gift, you'll get it. And, you know, it's in the things that if we open our eyes and we become aware, we'll be able to see, you know, what is a miracle to us, because what's a miracle to one person isn't going to be a miracle to the next person. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
So what is a miracle to you?
A miracle to me is just something that happens that's, you know, that you don't expect to happen, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah.
And then how does it feel in your body when that happens usually?
Yeah, if you're expecting something and, you know, something good comes out of it, I guess, like you said, that would be a miracle. I mean.
Right.
And every miracle, there's a positive aspect to it. Always remember that too, Robbie. Positive and miracle go together hand in glove. And through, like I said, the teachings, I've said throughout this program, the teachings of Dr. Amy J. provide us, she gives us that vehicle to get to a positive state of mind. And today's topic is about miracle and how they basically coexist in our journey. And what we have to do, we have to count, you know, our blessings, because a miracle is a blessing. It's a blessing from God.
Yeah.
And it's so important for us to understand that, you know, as we look at life, because I tell people all the time, miracles are positive. There's not a negative miracle out there. Negativity and miracles do not, it's not a happy marriage.
They don't coincide, right?
Exactly. So all of that being said is that, you know, through what Amy continues to do and her, you know, her teachings and her reminders, whether it's on this program, whether it's on AIB, whether it's on her Twitter feed or her Facebook page, always reminds us that these are the benefits of yoga. And Robbie, we really appreciate you calling. Continue to spread the word about what we're doing here at the Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, about Voice America, sports.com, and about Dr. Amy J. We're going to take our final break, Matt. We're going to alert our audience. We're going to take one more break as we move to the top of the hour. Your last opportunity to connect with Dr. Amy J at 888-346-9144. We'll be right back after this on voiceamericasports.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The Revolution with Jim and Trav, brought to you by Whitetails Extreme.
This week we'll have Tony Celebrezze with the U.S. Sportsman's Alliance, and he'll tell us about the 2012 Outdoor Adventure Dream Giveaway.
Hey, plus we're going to have a double Craig lineup. It's going to be Craig Harper with the University of Tennessee and Craig Daugherty with the North Country Whitetails.
And Steve Scott with Whitetail Institute when we talk about the science of food plots.
And always it is brought to you by Ram Trucks.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
And we're going to check those emails. I know I've been saying it and saying it and saying it, and I've been a little tardy on that. So what we're going to do is I'm going to assign somebody to get into that Gmail account and go and research that. And also we're going to really revamp our website as we move forward into 2012, the fall. We're going to launch it, do some things, get this thing started for a new year as we move our way into 2013. Again, a reminder, this program tonight, primetime, 10 p.m., 10 p.m. for our Pacific Coast audience. That's everybody up and down the I-5 corridor from Seattle, from really Vancouver on down to San Diego, okay? And then you add, you know, my hometown of Phoenix in there with Vegas and everybody, your opportunity to listen to moi and Dr. Amy J. tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time out west. We got 4 good minutes with you, Doc, and you know, we're going to first of all give out your information, how people can connect with you
on Facebook. It's, well, I would say first and My website is positiveenergy4life.com. There's two E's in the middle. That's positiveenergy4life.com. And you can always get all my information there as well. Twitter, it's positiveenergy1. Facebook, it's Amy J. Josephson. I would like to share a miracle in my life was I took a vision and made it into a package that is now out on the market. It's called the Yoga Game. The Yoga Game, it's an educational tool that you can play. I think we need to interact more. There's so much texting and emailing going on that people forget about communicating and interacting. And that game can be found on theyogagame.net. To do the yoga poses, Sanskrit names, phonetic pronunciations, and sun salutations.
Excellent. And, you know, you bring up a great point. We're so caught up in this texting, folks, and, you know, instant information, instant messaging, 24/7 news cycle. We need to slow down. I'm telling you right now, you know, it's in the Bible. We need to slow down. And with Dr. Amy on here every third Monday, okay, and we're going to probably add another show because this show's becoming so popular, and that's evidence here today. I mean, every single time we get calls all over the world. I got a call from Havana, Cuba today, New York, Colorado, all over the place, Georgia. This show is picking up steam, and people are thirsty and hungry for new ideas to stay in a way where they can be stress-free. And we offer that here. We offer it here. In closing, Dr. Amy J., the final 2 minutes is all yours.
I just want to say to everyone, have a beautiful day. And if you want a miracle, be the miracle. And it'll all happen. And I just want to thank everybody for listening with us. I want to thank you, Gil, and Matt, and everybody that partakes in this station and giving me the opportunity to be here, because that's a miracle in itself.
Just a reminder, next week we'll have a special program here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. And also a reminder, you can download our shows, this one today, and the many programs that we have, part of the Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, positivepub.com, part of our brand. You can download, go to our website at www.positivepub.com. In addition, you'll also go to voiceamericasports.com/sportstalk at the Positive Pub. A reminder, we have an iPhone app, an iPad app, an Android app, and a BlackBerry app. Just go to www.voiceamericasports.com. And you can download those apps free of charge. For our great producer, Matt Weidman, and of course the aforementioned Dr. Amy J., and our executive producers, Jeff Spinart and Ray Ellis, this is Gil Tyree saying from the great city of Atlanta, you have a great day and a great week. Happy Memorial Day. Make it a safe weekend, and we'll see you back next week for another edition of the greatest internet sports talk radio show in the world, bar none. Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, here on the great voiceamericasports.com. Good afternoon, good morning, and we'll see you later.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.